What if you could see the future clearly enough to build your organization's path to it today? In a world where 75% of executives never plan beyond 5 years, the ability to envision and create the future represents perhaps the most crucial leadership skill for our turbulent times. Lead from the Future offers a masterclass in visionary leadership from Mark Johnson, co-founder of innovation consultancy InnoSight with Clayton Christensen, and Josh Suskewitz, who leads InnoSight's healthcare practice. The book has garnered praise from executives at organizations ranging from Procter & Gamble to Johnson & Johnson for its practical approach to long-term thinking. Beyond business circles, its principles have influenced military planning, healthcare transformation, and educational reform. What makes this work particularly valuable is its insistence that visionary leadership isn't an innate gift, but rather a learnable discipline, one that any leader willing to break free from present-day constraints can develop. Most organizations fall victim to the present-forward fallacy, the seductive but fundamentally flawed notion that existing businesses can be extended indefinitely through incremental improvements. This thinking pattern manifests throughout history. Early trains resembled stagecoaches, early automobiles looked like horseless carriages, and Goodyear once designed a space station shaped like a giant tire. When newspapers first confronted the internet revolution, many simply created PDF replicas of their print editions rather than reimagining what digital news could be. This present-forward mindset works adequately for day-to-day management and incremental improvements, but fails spectacularly when addressing truly transformative opportunities. Even visionaries like Elon Musk must master present-forward execution, as Tesla's manufacturing challenges demonstrate. The most successful leaders develop both modes of thinking, applying each where appropriate. Our natural tendency to remain fixed in our current direction stems from multiple sources. Most organizations are led by administrative leaders who satisfy rather than maximize, constrained by business school training that emphasizes efficiency over transformation. These tendencies are reinforced by organizational ecosystems and short-term incentive structures that reward immediate results over long-term vision. Our cognitive architecture further compounds the problem. We are hampered by numerous biases: bounded rationality, solving problems using only immediately available information; automaticity, ingrained habits; availability bias, overweighing recent data; confirmation bias, interpreting data to support existing beliefs; loss aversion; sunk cost fallacy; normalcy bias; and hyperbolic discounting, choosing smaller immediate rewards over larger future ones. These biases create vicious cycles that keep us doing what we've always done. Financial metrics further disadvantage breakthrough efforts. Risk-adjusted profitability estimates for untried products can't compete with established ones. Leaders worry about cannibalization, though, as A.G. Lafley of Procter & Gamble noted, the real question is, what happens if we don't do it and competitor A, B, or C does? The capitalist dilemma emerges as financial ratios incentivize cost-cutting rather than long-term growth investment. Executives, rewarded for short-term profits, heat their houses by burning the furniture. Future backthinkers make a clean break from past and present, creating vivid, systemic visions that guide their current decisions. Unlike present forward thinking, high in knowledge, driven by facts, future backthinking starts with assumptions and aims to discover what could be true. It employs abductive reasoning, generating hypotheses from incomplete observations rather than just deductive or inductive logic. Steve Jobs exemplified this approach when he transformed Apple from a niche computer company to a consumer electronics giant. Looking ahead to 2010, Jobs envisioned Apple computers as digital hubs for emerging devices, then systematically built toward this vision with revolutionary products like the iPod, iPhone, and iPad. This strategy grew Apple's market cap by 6,413% in a decade marked by economic crises. Even as his first strategy succeeded, Jobs was already looking toward cloud computing, demonstrating how visionary leaders continually explore possibilities. True visionaries see beyond incremental improvements to entire systems transformation. Thomas Edison's approach to electric lighting demonstrates this perfectly. Rather than just improving the light bulb, he conceived a complete operational system, including generators, meters, transmission lines, and substations. His business calculations were intertwined with technical experiments, leading to counterintuitive insights like using high-resistance filaments to make the entire system economically viable. Future backthinking creates what Peter Drucker called a new theory of the business. Mark Bertolini exemplifies this approach in transforming Aetna despite its financial success. After experiencing healthcare's inefficiencies personally, he declared, "The system doesn't work," and reimagined Aetna's mission as building a healthier world. Rather than continuing as a business-to-business insurer focused on claims processing, Aetna transformed into a consumer-centric company, partnering with customers to improve health outcomes. Vision and strategy are complementary but distinct concepts that serve different yet interconnected purposes in organizational leadership. Vision represents a clear point of view on future markets and your organization's role in that new world. It's what enables transformative potential. Strategy is the detailed roadmap and means to achieve that vision. Simply put, strategy is how to win a game, while vision tells you what game you'll play and why it matters. Without strategy, vision remains mere inspiration without a path to action. However, without vision, strategy becomes a series of tactical moves lacking broader purpose or direction. Visionary leaders see systems-level possibilities for their organization's best future, which strategy then makes actionable through specific initiatives, resource allocation, and measurable goals. For example, when Steve Jobs envisioned putting 1,000 songs in your pocket, that vision drove Apple's strategic decisions about technology, design, and market positioning that led to the iPod. Future back thinking requires leaders to be learners rather than know-it-alls, embracing uncertainty and exploration. Satya Nadella discovered this truth when he realized Microsoft had become a culture of know-it-alls avoiding difficult problems. He transformed the company culture to one of learn-it-alls, encouraging experimentation and learning from failure. While present-forward processes use data linearly and mechanistically, future backthinking involves exploration, envisioning, and discovery in a generative learning loop that challenges existing assumptions. Strategic dialogues, structured team conversations that work through ideas iteratively, best enable the learning loop essential to future backthinking. These facilitated discussions allow for free-flowing thought while keeping focus on key questions and possibilities. Effective strategic dialogues require several key elements: the right participants, decision-makers, plus subject matter experts. Ground rules that emphasize what could be rather than what is. A process that identifies the right questions to explore. Regular cadence of meetings to maintain momentum. Documentation of insights and decision points, balance between creative thinking and practical constraints. Leaders must create psychological safety in these dialogues, encouraging participants to challenge conventional wisdom and explore unconventional ideas. The most productive strategic dialogues often combine diverse perspectives, mixing industry veterans with fresh voices and technical experts with customer-facing team members. This iterative process of vision setting and strategy development requires patience and persistence. Organizations must resist the urge to rush to conclusions or settle for incremental improvements when transformative opportunities exist. Regular review and refinement of both vision and strategy ensure they remain aligned and relevant as market conditions evolve. Future back work begins with structured dialogues where senior leaders develop a compelling long-term vision. The process involves exploring the future at the right time horizon, grappling with its implications for your organization, developing a view of what customers will value, characterizing emerging threats and opportunities, and asserting a point of view on how to best respond to and shape that future. The first step is identifying potential inflection points in your industry and focusing on the time frame when they'll become significant. Choose a time horizon distant enough to stretch your thinking, but not so far that it's unrelatable. For instance, Janssen's team looked to 2030, identifying four major shifts in healthcare: R&D focusing on underlying disease mechanisms rather than symptoms, diagnosis shifting from reactive to predictive, therapies becoming personalized, and healthcare delivery models moving from fee-for-service to value-based care. After establishing your time horizon and major trends, describe what you expect will happen in your markets. What circumstances will your customers face? Which current jobs to be done will be increasingly satisfied or unsatisfied, and what new valuable opportunities will emerge? For example, automotive executives realized ride-sharing and urbanization would fragment the traditional jobs cars solve, requiring a shift toward broader mobility solutions. To consolidate insights into a point of view your team can align on, develop view of the world statements, specific, quantifiable assumptions about the future that will shape your strategic response. For example, by 2030, 50% of all new cars sold globally will be electric. Create these by collecting key assumptions, surveying executives on their likelihood and impact, and synthesizing them into a consensus view. After envisioning your future market environment, place your company within it to determine implications. Assess how your current businesses will fare. Will they remain relevant? What conditions must exist for them to thrive? This analysis often reveals that business as usual carries greater downside risk than expected, while new opportunities emerge beyond your current scope. Converting vision into strategy requires transforming from storyteller to engineer. As Alan Lakin notes, planning is bringing the future into the present so that you can do something about it now. This transformation happens through three interdependent and dynamic portfolios that link future to present. The future state portfolio projects your enterprise financially at your target end date. The innovation portfolio prioritizes initiatives for the next 1 to 3 years that reflect the future state. The investment portfolio specifies the resources in dollars and people to fund innovation. These portfolios must align. If you project 30% new growth, your innovation projects must deliver it, and your investment allocations must fund those projects. The future state portfolio visually represents your enterprise at its target end state, translating high-level assertions about core, adjacent, and new growth efforts into projected revenues or profits. Setting appropriate growth aspirations requires debate. Whether extending existing goals, like exceeding GDP growth, or creating new ones, like doubling the business in a decade. The key is quantifying your growth gap between aspirations and what core businesses can deliver, then creating 3-4 strategic opportunity areas to fill it. After defining your future state portfolio, work backwards to the present, setting milestones at 2 to 3 year intervals. This means defining what must be true at each stage: portfolio mix, capabilities, business structures, and initiative maturity. Setting achievable near-term goals creates confidence and momentum, while ensuring accountability. The innovation portfolio includes all core, adjacent, and new growth initiatives intended to deliver the growth defined in your future state portfolio, with a 1 to 3 year horizon. Each type of initiative carries different expectations for growth, risk, and return. Core projects offer limited upside but high certainty. New growth projects represent uncertain but high potential options. The investment portfolio formalizes decisions about resource allocation, not just dollars, but people and leadership mindshare, setting targets for proportional spending across initiative types. This frames difficult choices about which programs to cut, slow, or stop to fund strategic priorities. Strategy implementation requires careful programming before execution can begin. Most organizations fail at transformation because they leap reflexively from strategy to execution using their core business structures and processes, which inevitably distorts outcomes. Only 26% of executives believe their transformative strategies will succeed, highlighting the need for specialized implementation approaches. Breakthrough strategies require intentional approaches to managing growth activities, as point solutions will inevitably get consumed by existing systems. Programming must design components that work as an integrated system, formalizing senior leadership's role as champions, creating organizational models that protect innovation teams from core business pressures, and managing initiatives through explore, envision, discover processes. Senior leaders must actively engage in breakthrough efforts, not delegate the responsibility for future-oriented initiatives. As Ron Shaich of Panera put it, the CEO's job is to protect discovery and get this company ready for the future. This requires substantial time commitment. A.G. Lafley of P&G held monthly innovation reviews, while Boeing's innovation leaders meet monthly with the CEO, CFO, and CTO for dialogue rather than presentations. The leadership team must design a minimally liable bureaucracy, with clear approval rules that avoid chaos while preventing excessive process. Breakthrough innovation teams should report directly to senior leadership, maintaining autonomy from the core business. Many organizations create a new growth board composed of key senior leaders who each champion specific strategic initiatives aligned with their expertise. Innovation teams should start small with cross-functional, co-located, fully allocated personnel. Having two people at 100% allocation is far better than 10 people at 40%. Don Sheets of Dow Corning's Yometer looked for functional experts who were team players but also willing to stick their necks out people, even offering jobs on the spot to confirm candidates were comfortable making quick decisions. Future-back thinking cannot remain an occasional exercise, but must become an organizational capability permanently embedded in leadership mindsets and processes. While present forward thinking suffices for roughly 90% of operations, leaders at all levels must carve out dedicated time for exploring, envisioning, and re-envisioning the future. Organizations need a balanced leadership framework that incorporates both present forward and future back thinking. The present forward side focuses on operating and executing the business with short-term perspectives and data-driven decision-making. The future back side embraces more intuitive, creative activities geared toward exploring and discovering beyond the core opportunities through iterative processes driven by discussion and debate. Creating alignment requires both resource allocation and securing buy-in through hope and fear, or logic and love. As King Arthur demonstrated with his round table, successful teams must contain diverse strengths while maintaining unity of purpose. The chief executive's job is to array these strengths optimally, knowing when to execute and when to explore, when to analyze data, and when to take risks without certainty. Addressing leadership challenges begins with acknowledging they exist and implementing the discipline of strategic dialogues. When CEOs ensure team members truly listen to peers and feel heard, teams can better align on difficult questions. As former Governor Mike Leavitt notes, great teams develop the chemistry to dance, an intuitive sense of movement where members collaborate toward shared objectives through iterative processes that embrace productive disagreement. Boards of directors can play a crucial role in encouraging executives to take a longer view. With fiduciary duty as guardians of an organization's future, they can press CEOs to spend more time on future-back thinking. As Eastern Bank's Bob Rivers notes, boards have a longer time horizon as a unit than CEOs do, typically 10 years longer. Future-back leaders must communicate their vision relentlessly, ensuring every employee understands how they contribute to it. As A.G. Lafley demonstrated at P&G, clear CEO communication about innovation and strategy choices is paramount. He instituted regular connect and develop sessions where teams shared innovation progress and aligned on strategic priorities. However, organizations must avoid the genius with a thousand helpers model where vision depends solely on a charismatic leader. Instead, they should create distributed leadership networks where multiple voices can shape and advance the future vision. For CEO succession, boards should own the process rather than letting current CEOs manage it, as CEOs often favor those who manage up rather than true future leaders. This requires establishing clear criteria for identifying leaders who can navigate uncertainty and drive transformation. Senior leaders should identify talent with aptitude for future-back thinking using the Innovator's DNA framework, which identifies 5 key attributes. Associating, making creative connections between unrelated things, like Apple applying Xerox interface concepts to personal computing. Questioning, pursuing unconventional inquiries that challenge status quo assumptions. Observing, closely studying customers and competitors through immersive experiences. Experimenting, using the world as a laboratory for rapid prototyping and testing. And networking, testing ideas with diverse perspectives across industries and disciplines. Learning must be more than an executive tool. It's a way of being. Visionary organizations create structures incentivizing collaborative learning at every level, populated by learn-it-alls rather than know-it-alls. This includes establishing innovation labs, cross-functional teams, and regular knowledge-sharing forums. Organizations seeking continuous improvement and transformation must provide psychologically safe environments for exploring and discovery. Companies like Google and 3M allocate specific time for employees to pursue experimental projects, while others create dedicated innovation spaces where teams can prototype and test new concepts without fear of failure. Learning through constructive debate must flow top-down and bottom-up, requiring intentional processes where every voice is heard. This means creating formal channels for feedback and idea sharing, such as innovation councils, employee suggestion systems, and regular strategy sessions that include diverse perspectives. Former Jarden Consumer Products CEO Andy Hill emphasized having diverse teams with complementary skills and perspectives. You should have people surrounding you that are different, that think about things differently. Diversity on just about every axis. Successful organizations actively seek cognitive diversity by bringing together people with different backgrounds, experiences, and thinking styles. They establish mentoring programs that pair experienced leaders with emerging talent, creating two-way learning opportunities that benefit both parties and the organization as a whole. The moonshot exemplifies future-back thinking at its most ambitious. Kennedy's bold vision to land a man on the moon within a decade galvanized the nation with a powerful challenge that organized America's best talents. The initiative demonstrated key elements of successful future-back thinking: presidential ownership, providing clear leadership; allocation of necessary resources, reaching 4% of the federal budget; and an implementable strategy with clear milestones through the Mercury, Gemini, and Apollo programs. This massive undertaking transformed not just space exploration, but yielded thousands of technological innovations from memory foam to cordless tools. While most non-business organizations have inspiring missions, institutional structures and present forward thinking often impede their goals. Government agencies face partisan gridlock and bureaucratic inertia. Military procurement becomes Byzantine with multi-year approval cycles. And religious institutions struggle to maintain relevance with the communities they serve. Future-back thinking principles can benefit these non-commercial organizations without requiring them to become more business-like, by helping them envision clear end states and work backward to achieve them. The U.S. military exemplifies both the promise and pitfalls of future-back thinking. Its ambitious $20 billion Future Combat Systems program, launched in 2003 with a 2025 deployment target, aimed to create a network of advanced vehicles and systems, but was shelved by 2009 with little to show for it. Meanwhile, soldiers in Iraq improvised with homemade hillbilly armor while lacking basic equipment for immediate needs. This disconnect stemmed not from lack of money or desire, but from a failure to properly balance immediate operational requirements with long-term strategic planning. More successful military innovations, like the rapid development of drone technology, succeeded by maintaining clear links between future vision and present capabilities. American higher education faces a perfect storm of challenges requiring transformative thinking. Declining numbers of traditional college-age students starting around 2025, projected 15% drop in many regions, public demand for affordable education, reduced government funding, down 30% in many states, and unsustainably high tuition rates that have tripled over three decades. To survive, many schools will need to undertake dual transformations, streamlining costs through measures like centralizing administration and eliminating program duplication, while simultaneously investing in their strongest offerings and new delivery models. Leading institutions are already experimenting with hybrid learning models, micro-credentials, and lifetime learning programs to remain relevant in a rapidly evolving educational landscape. The nonprofit sector particularly benefits from future-back thinking by helping organizations maintain focus on their core mission while adapting to changing societal needs. Success stories include healthcare networks that have transformed from traditional hospitals to comprehensive community wellness centers, and environmental organizations that have evolved from pure advocacy to developing market-based solutions for sustainability challenges. Organizations must evolve or perish in today's rapidly changing business landscape. Even Jeff Bezos, founder of one of the world's most successful companies, openly acknowledges Amazon's eventual demise despite his relentless efforts to maintain a day-one mentality that fights against organizational stasis and market irrelevance. This philosophy emphasizes constant innovation, swift decision-making, and an obsessive customer focus. While humans have relatively fixed lifespans, organizations can theoretically live indefinitely, regenerating themselves through new business units, technologies, and market approaches. But only if their leaders successfully balance managing present operations while building toward a better future. Charles Handy's prescient 1989 observation that top executives themselves must own the big questions about the future remains even more relevant today. This responsibility cannot be outsourced to planners or consultants, no matter how capable. Leaders need to carve out dedicated time for questioning assumptions, exploring possibilities, developing compelling visions, and discovering new opportunities. This might mean blocking off regular thinking time, engaging in scenario planning exercises, or establishing innovation labs to experiment with emerging technologies. The practice of delegating strategic thinking has often led to surface-level analysis rather than deep insight into future possibilities. Short-term thinking has become increasingly problematic in our quarterly results-driven world. Seth Klarman of the Baupost Group powerfully articulated this concern, calling relentlessly short-term orientation one of society's most vexing problems. This myopic focus affects everything from investment decisions and business strategy to political policymaking and environmental stewardship. Companies sacrificing long-term investments for short-term earnings, or politicians prioritizing immediate polls over generational challenges, exemplify this dangerous mindset. Future backthinking represents more than just a strategic planning tool for breakthrough growth. It embodies a fundamental shift in how leaders view their role and responsibilities. While traditional management doctrine emphasized efficiency, control, and repeatability, 21st century leadership demands wise stewardship, acting with the deep understanding that leadership is temporary while organizations and their impact on society endure. This approach requires leaders to consider multiple time horizons simultaneously, from quarterly performance to decade-long transformations. With technological disruption accelerating across industries, future backthinking must evolve from an occasional exercise to the foundation of continuous strategic management. This represents the new normal for leaders seeking to create more prosperous, equitable, and sustainable organizations. Success requires developing new capabilities in foresight, systems thinking, and adaptive planning while fostering organizational cultures that balance present performance with future potential. Leaders must become skilled at navigating uncertainty, managing competing timeframes, and inspiring their organizations to embrace both current realities and future possibilities.